I see you now. No. No, that's not right. I feel you. Always. On the busiest of streets. On the loneliest of alleys. In my home. All-consuming awareness of your eyes on me, carving blazing paths of desire through my being. I admit, it made me nervous at first, scared even. So many tears were shed in my desperation for a way out. To be out from under your grasp, out of this cage you designed with the assault of your affection. But you know that. Of course you know that. Unquestionably, you reveled in my fear. You took it and fueled your growing hunger for me. And in the process of this, something happened. That familiar prickle that alerts me to your attention, it began to awaken something in me. And before I knew it, I was changing. No longer did I crave the comfort of safety. No longer did I wilt under your gaze. I started gathering strength from your pursuit and searched the darkness, hoping for a glimpse, an actual, tangible sighting of you, who with the force of a tempest's embrace became the center of all that is me, you who haunts me entirely. It is because of you that in my waking hours, I ghost through the paths of my life, yearning for your presence in the sun with me. And in my dreams, I am shrouded by shadows that, tantalize me. They fill me with a burning need, bringing me to the edge of ecstasy and back, only to leave me hollow, weeping, and broken by the time dawn brightens my bedside. Why am I seeking you out? Questions upon questions flood my thoughts as I doubt the sanity of my feelings. But then, one night. After hours of frustration, my hands give in and desperately caress my flesh in a hopeless attempt to capture your touch through my own. Amidst my struggle towards release, I hear it. The whisper of your movement. The nearly imperceptible groan of the wooden floors as you traverse my home. A current sparks through me at the realization that you are close. Finally, pleasure surges through me. My breath picks up as my fingers thrum against my growing wetness. Are you in my living room? Do you see the sordid book I left for you wedged between the sofa cushions? Do you see now that I welcome your attention? I want you to see me. Please, see me. A whimper escapes my lips and I freeze. Did you hear me? An echo of a breath is the only sign of your approach. My eyes remain closed, envisioning your shadow standing over me. I slow my movements, feeling overwhelmingly fragile in your proximity. Nevertheless, my ecstasy soars and I tighten my grip on the covers. Droplets of warmth bead on my skin. So great is the need to show you that I can be good for you, that I can give in, that I can submit to you. A strangled groan rips free from my throat, and the world behind my closed eyes explodes into fiery starlight. I tremble as the tension within me snaps, and I break apart for you. Then, an entirely too fleeting moment later, my body falls limp. Exhaustion softens my form as I lay spent and wrung out. The click of my front door breaks the heavy silence, and the icy sting of dread clutches my chest. I open my eyes to the darkness, disappointment rushing through me like burning tar at the sight of the empty room. No! No, 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 please, no. You can't leave. Why? Why did you leave? My feet find their way to the ground, and I am rushing through the seemingly endless halls of my home before my mind fully comprehends what it is that I am about to do. Time slips from me until my hand rests on my front door. The front door. The entrance to my sanctuary. Is it the entrance to my sanity as well? Can I really let you in? With breathless abandon, my mind ceases and my need for you takes over. So I open it. And there, those eyes, those dark, probing, knowing eyes. Silence hangs between us as our gazes lock for the first time. My heart strains against my ribcage in its efforts to be closer to you, and I see the addiction in your irises, the infatuation in your pupils. I see my own obsession mirrored in my reflection within them. Obsession. That word. It has lost all meaning to me. People were wrong. I was wrong. In the wake of this revelation, I finally make a sound. I finally utter one word. A promise, a declaration, a release. Please.